Government will soon establish a science-based center to provide accurate information about economic impact of climate conditions. The project, which is set to be inaugurated this month, is a partnership between Ghana and South Africa. It would also seek to enhance communication, technology, astronomy and astrophysics for national development. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Seri Aite, announced this at a debate to commemorate Scientific Renaissance of Africa Day in Accra. We bring you a Newsdex report.
The Scientific Renaissance of Africa Day was set aside by the AU in 1998 to create awareness and interest in science and technology as a critical tool for national development. It is to reflect on the immense contribution of African scientists to the development of health, agriculture, industry, environmental sustainability and the growth of African economies. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Seri Aite, said human activities over the years have increased the atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, leading to serious implications for agricultural production. She said the absence of a strong private sector intervention is affecting the nation's research and development efforts. Ms. Aite noted, it would be to the country's disadvantage if funding of science, technology and innovation is postponed in the face of threats of irreversible environmental damage. She pledged government's preparedness to support the efforts of scientists in their struggle to find solutions to the myriad of problems and challenges ahead as a developing country. The Director General of Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, Dr. Abdullahi Salifu, said climate change presents significant threat to the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals, especially those related to eliminating poverty and promoting environmental sustainability. He said
that was a Newsdex report.